serious, serious issue amongst all rock band players, which is probably all of us, right, Tina?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm just so excited to be here. It's a great opportunity.
Okay, so the problem is, you've ever been rocking out in your apartment, or in our case, our dorm room, right? And the neighbor comes along and says, oh, my God, you have to turn it down. And it's not that it's not the bothersome sound of the music, because the music is jamming. It's the sound of the thud. Give us a thud,
Tina. It's the sound of knowing what it's like to be a real rock star.
That's the problem. Tina obviously knows. The thud of the stick hitting the rock band drum pad, it is obnoxious, it's loud, it's a little bit overpowering. So today, we're going to look at some ways to sort of silence the thud.
Yeah, because you know, sometimes people get all up in your stuff, you know, when you're trying to jam out, and it's like, dude, I got like a tour coming up, and like, you know?
Right, it's just, you know, you have the tour. So what we're going to do, let's look at some ways. First of all, here, we're all real scientific here. I went out, and I purchased with my own money a sound meter here. It measures the decibels of your sound. So I'm going to measure the sound of a real rock star, or Tina, playing the rock band. And this is set at the most sensitive setting. This is at 60 decibels, which is sort of like normal voice range.
Oh, dB for sure.
dB for sure. Not her level of normal, but, well, probably not mine either, but maybe yours. All right, so Tina, why don't you give us a beat?
Let's all break it down like I do at the casinos.
All right. So the average thud of the rock band drumstick hitting the pad is about a 70, Tina. You are rocking at 70 decibels. All right. Now let's see if we can't bring that down. Let's silence Tina.
I travel so much with the band and stuff that I don't even know where.
So first up, as you can see, to get fully in the mood, Tina's been drinking. Okay. So first up, you know, I went on some sites and did some research, and some people said, Tina, that what you want to do is get like a foamy material, like a mouse pad. Yeah. So I went down to Michael's, and I got these little foam pads.
But it's just for the bit, because real rock stars don't use Michael's stuff.
I went and got circle cutters, geometrical shapes, rock stars like that sort of thing, and my X-Acto blade, and I cut out little circles. I felt really rocking when I was doing this.
All right, I get your grins now, Laura. Mm-hmm. All right, when do I get to jam again, man?
Hold on.
This is all, like, taking a bit too long for me.
She's got things to do.
I got to jam.
Okay, so now what I did was I put three on. Now, you probably should tape it on, but I'm gonna hope that Tina can not knock the pads off.
I'll keep it straight.
You keep it straight.
I'll keep it straight.
Because at home, you want to use double-sided sticky tape.
Well, I'll give this shout out.
All right, hold on. Let's turn the game on.
Okay, I forgot about that.
Rock stars don't use the game.
Wait, no, hold up. Let me hit the start thing. Okay, and select, watch your hand. It's not really staying on.
I'm going to go ahead and use the sticky stuff.
Like that whole bloody piece.
Shut up.
How you starting it?
We're just gonna do it like that. If I was at home, I would put a layer of tape in between each circle, but I'm not.
So it stays.
All right. Hey, we're still taping.
Oh, we are. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't stay in character.
Don't drop character.
Like I was saying, you know, you want to kick it with me and my band on Friday nights. We got the local casinos right between the blackjack tourney, all right? I'll see you there.
All right, so here we go.
All right.
Okay, we're good. Okay, so the three levels of foam have dropped the decibel meter to a 61. What was it with nothing? A 70?
70.
Okay, so we're down to a 61 with three levels of foam.
I mean 70.
70. But I think, rock stars, I think we can get lower. Some people said, you know what, that might be a little too hard using a mouse pad. Let's go for something softer, something gentler, something more like me. So I went and got pieces of felt. We're going to use four pieces of felt here. Don't hit yet.
But remember, real rock stars don't use real felt, all right?
Right. And again, you're going to want to double stick each one together. And now, experiment number two, the felt padding. Rock it out. Okay. The felt has dropped our noise level down to a 56. So we went, just to recap here, the excitement in studio today from a 70, Tina, to a 61, and now you've been muted down to a 56. Let's see if we can't get her to a zero. Let's think about the stick. So what I did was I went and I got some pom-pom balls. Real drummers use pom-pom balls, and I epoxy attached them. It's an epoxy, E-P-O-X-Y. Look it up. To the stick, to sort of mute that out. Now, if you don't mind.
I'm only doing it because I owe you a bloody lot of money and got any cash.
I know that. Okay.
Let me try.
So now, What is this? Experiment 3? Experiment 3? Okay.
Change the damn song.
We're sure recognize. Okay. So now, experiment number 3 in our scientific experiment today is the pom-pom balls.
It's the one with the red balls on the tips.
Balls. Now, the balls come in other colors.
Well, these are red balls.
Those are red balls. All right. Let's try this. Bang it out.
Well, I gotta wait for my bloody color ball.
It says here not doing very well.
Well, it's giving me, because I didn't do the...
Oh, here we go!
Let's do the DBs!
Go.
Here we go!
Okay, what I want you to do is try to just hit the drum, the tip, not this.
Oh. Real drummers don't do that!
Real drummers use that
whole bloody sticky ball thing out of the box!
Go.
I don't think this is working.
Yeah, okay. The pom-pom balls were not the best idea I've ever had, because we're back up to a 65. So, yeah, bye-bye to that. But still, what is a rock band without a party, and what is a party without marshmallows?
Oh,
right?
Bloody marshmallows. Uh-huh.
So.
I have one of those.
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Rock stars like that. So, take a... Right? Mm. Huh? One for you? No.
Now we're cooking really good.
Get me another marshmallow, please. I don't think it's going to work that way.
All right. Now, let's see. This is test number...
Gotta change the damn song.
This is test number 4, the Marshmallow Rock Band. Give me a beat. Okay. We're averaging. While it did drop the noise to a 62, clearly it's not ranking high in longevity, length of play.
Marshmallows are for eating, not for drumming.
Okay. So,
Casino Friday night.
I think, drummer girl, that the moral of this story is for, in terms of silencing, look, there's marshmallow in the
Don't try this at home,
boys and girls. We're going to get all these letters. My kid's got marshmallows all over the house. In terms of dropping it only 10 decibels, I'd say rather than silence the drum, Tina, what should we do?
I think I'll let you go with this, Laura.
Don't silence the drum. Don't silence the rock band. Silence the neighbors. Get them some headphones. And
that deserves a little jam out right there. The rocket, right, with the marshmallows. Oh, yeah.